Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehiye b'dvaro.
Amen.
We mentioned in the past how certainly not at all coincidental when it comes to the names of the parshios, the Shlo HaKodesh writes in Chelek Torah Shemachzav, that the very names of the parshios are all a chelek of our hallowed and cherished Mesorah. As well, we have Rav Tzadok HaKohen writing in Rasisa Laila and Os Mem Dalet, as well, that the names of the parshios are all a chelek of our Mesorah. And therefore, Dvorim Gedolim Einim HaMikra, nothing at all is coincidental. This is the only parsha and all of Chamisho Chumshei Torah that is named after a number. Fascinating, we don't have any parsha named after any other number, but the number 8, some reason Shmona Shmini stands out. This is the sole parsha in Chamisho Chumshei Torah and all of Gantz Tanakh that's named for a number, and that clearly is Ton Bir. So we've explained in the past, and this is just a Chazor B'Tur Hakdama, to another insight that we see out there, Shmaya, we hope to share tonight. And we said, why is it that this parsha is summed up by Shemini Akilu, if this is the name of the parsha, as the Sefer Al Kain Korishimo and as Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg's that summer, Rosh Hashiva and Yisrael, I would often go in and remark, it's also a common theme in the Lubavitcher Rebbe Sforim and the Lubavitcher Rebbe Chumash. He also talks repeatedly about how the name of the parsha, in a sense, encapsulates the core essence and what lies at the crux of every given, every respective parsha. So why is this parsha about Shemini? So let's turn to a Yeduta Gevart by Rav Gedal Yashar and Ur Gedayo, and this week's parsha, it's also echoed by the Slonim Rebbe Nesiva Shalom, and that is that what was the chait of Nodav and Aviyu? And Nodav and Aviyu we find in the Sifra, in the Torah Skone, and Piskel Lamed Beis, that they were Mosif Ava Al Ava. And that was their chait. They were Mosif Alva, Al Alva. That's Gemalik. They had such an unbridled, tremendous, ever-growing love for the Ribbono Shel. So what could be wrong with that? Explains the Ur Gedayo, explains the Nesiva Shalom. Alva Hashem is Gevaldik. It's Gevaldik Shem Gevaldik. But if it's not accompanied by the requisite level of Yerushamayim, of Yira, then we're in trouble. And what was their chait? They went to Lefnai V'Lefnim, Gevaldik. But what? But they didn't have Rishus. All the different Shittas in the Gemara, Sanhedrin, the Menorah, Tanchuma, and the Sefer, the Torah's going in, all the Shittas, why they sinned, why they were Chaya Misa, the common thread woven through all the above is what? Is that they went into a place and they brought an Eish Zara Sherlot Sifa. Avister said, I didn't command you, Avodah Zara. Notice that there's no word in Lashon HaKodesh, we pointed this out a number of times, that really captures the essence of idolatry. There's no single word. What is idolatry in Lashon HaKodesh? It's Avodah Zorah. The Hainu, it starts out as Avodah. It's a Gemaldik Avodah. Same in the Rambani, Benesu, and so many other Rishonim. Chet Egel. What was so wrong about Chet Egel? It comes down to one Nakuda. Chet Egel, if the Eibishter told them, bow down to a golden calf, it would have been a mitzvah to do so. Ella, what's it? Avodah, that's Zorah. Why is it Zorah? For the simple reason, as it says in the sixth parsha, they brought an Eish Zorah. Why? Because Asher Lo Tziva Osa. If the Eibishter is Mitzvah, it's a Gemaldik Mitzvah. And if he's not Mitzvah, then it's an Eish Zorah. It's Avodah, and it can be an Avodah that's Hashem Shemayim, but it's classified as Avodah that's Zorah, like an Eish Zorah. It's foreign. Abishur says, I'm not interested, I don't want it. If I wasn't Mitzvah, that's the Kaveyan, that's the sole yardstick. When you gauge, is something a mitzvah, or is it the opposite extreme? Was the Abishur Mitzvah, was he not Mitzvah? And the end of the day, what do? They said, but we love the Ribbono Shel, we're going to go Lefnai V'Lefnim. It's Gemalik, but if the Abishur told you, you can't go, only Kohen Gadol can go Lefnai V'Lefnim on the holiest day of the year in Yom Kippur, he can go to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Outside of that, you could be Mikrovei HaKodesh. You could be in a certain Bechina, even greater than Moshe and Aaron. But Acharei Kechlos HaKol, if the Eibishter didn't give you Rishus, then you're crossing a forbidden threshold, and that brings with it a Chiya Misa. You bought an Eish Zorah, Hashem's going to send a miraculous fire, Midah Kenegan Midah, and it's going to go ahead and bring you a Misa Zorah by plucking out your Neshama from the midst of your guf. That's the Zora, that's the Mida Kenegan Mida, and that the Lachairah's Marumas in their very names. Nodav is what? Minadev. He's always Minadev. He's giving. Yeah, but you gotta know when to hold yourself back in check. Avihu, there he is, my God. He's my father, Avihu. It's a little too close to for comfort, Avihu. You gotta go in and know your bounds. You have to know your boundaries. Nodav and Avihu, they went a little too close. They went beyond the forbidden threshold. They went beyond the border. Phineas Taiti, what's the number 8 all about? The Maral tells us in so many places as well as the Grah, Dvar Eliyahu and Iyuv, Rav Tzadok, Rav Yitzchak Eisenchover, Kli Yoker in the beginning of this week's parsha. Shemini Shmona is La Maila Menateva. Shemini is Loshen Shem, and that's Tzaf Agave Mayim. 70.79% of the universe is water. That's the water dominated by the seven seas, the seven skies. Everything is the number seven. When you mix in oil, it's Tzaf Agave Mayim, that Shemini, that Shemen. Chanukah, all the miracles revolving around oil, the heroes, the protagonists occupying center stage. Shmonaim, Ches time Shmona, and that is Shmini. That's Lamaila Menateva. I'm a Melo. We're Lamaila Menateva. That's Gevaldi. But when Eibusher tells us to go Lamaila Menateva, otherwise they went and crossed a forbidden border. They went into a world that's Lamaila Menateva. The Kodesh Hakadoshim, where Megillah Daf Yud Rebeis, the Aron is Eina Tofei Smokam Eina Menamida. There are no dimensions in the Kodesh Hakadoshim. It's Kolkul Lamaila from our Tfisas and Musogi Mokum Zman Vechule. It's Lamaila Menateva. You can't go in unless Eibusher tells you this is Parsha Shmini. Nadav and Avihu went where no man has gone before, where no man ought to go. They went Lamaila Menateva. That's Parsha Shmini. That's Nadav and Avihu. Phineas Taiti, it's very geschmack. You look at the Haftorah. We know the Haftorah. Why is it called Haftorah? Many different reasons. The Lavush says one of the reasons is because Mishas, the Gezeres Hashemad, we needed to select a portion from the Nevi'im. That would be the Mamale Mokom of that laning for that week. The Hainu, we would Pater Loshen Haftorah. Pater exempt us from the Chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah. So what do they pick from the story of Uzzah? Uzzah, they're bringing up the Oren to Yishalayim HaKodesh, and Uzzah sticks out his hand. What did he do wrong? Uzzah, the Torah doesn't need you. He went and crossed an invisible forbidden threshold, a forbidden boundary. He went Lamaila from his border, Lamaila Manatim, where he shouldn't have gone. That's Parsha Shmini. That's an echo of the much earlier Chet of Nadav and Avihu. And he's called Uzzah, Ayin Zayin Aleph in the beginning of the story. All of a sudden his name changes. We don't have any in the first one telling us why. But then we call him Uzzah with hey, Ayin Zayin, hey, we wanted to suggest, because the new Gematria Imakolol is Gematria Nodav and Avihu. That is the Chet. He did the Chet of Nodav and Avihu all over again. He went to Lamaila Menateva. He stuck out his hand where he shouldn't have gone. And that is Parsha Shemini, and that's Lamaila Menateva. When do we lay in Parsha Shemini? When? On the heels of Pesach. After the 7 days Midaraisa Pesach, then we get to what? Then we can understand that our job is to go Lamaila Menateva. We're counting 7 times 7 as Shlemus. Of 7 times 7. So right on the heels of the 7, which Yom Tov Sheni then became 8 days of Pesach, what do we have? We have the Shleimus of 7. 7 times 7, 49. And then we're working diligently towards the pinnacle of that Avoda, which is day 50. What is day 50? The beginning of the 8th week after 7 times 7. And that is this rule. We get to 50. So we're working Lamaila Menateva. We're working on the heels of what? From the Gemara of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was the Shiras Hayam, Kriyas Yamsef, Oz Yosher Moshe. Oz is the Aleph and the Zion, the Aleph juxtaposed to the Zion. Take the Zion, you're living in a world of Teva, a world of sevens. Take the Aleph and add the Aleph onto the Zion. You got to start leaving the world of Teva. How geschmack? You're in the water. You're in the midst of water. What is water all about? 70% of the universe is water. There are 7 seas, 7 continents, 7 skies, Chagigi, Basim, and Bays. But water symbolizes the staple of our existence, the very essential of life. It's all about the 7 seas, and it's about the 70% of the universe is water. We're in the midst of the water. And what is Hashem showing us by Gemara Yetzias Mitzrayim? Yes, you're in the water, the symbol of Maral writes in Gros Hashem of Teva. Mayim is all about Chomer. It has no Tzura. It takes on the Tzura of whatever Kli, whatever vessel contains the liquid. Otherwise, liquid is all about Chomer. It's all about the Olam HaTeva. You're in the Olam HaTeva. What's Kriyas Yamsef? You're rising above Mayim. You have a Shlita. Moshe Rabbeinu has a Shlita. He can control Mayim. You're going to be in water and then you're going to rise above water. You're going to be in Oz Yosh. Here. Oz is, you're in the Aleph joining with the Zion. You're in the Zion, take Aleph, and now start working what? To go beyond the Teva. Mamela, now we have the Aschola working towards the 7 times 7, getting to day number 50, and that is ultimately Lamala Menateva. What set the stage for it all? Bris Mila. Bris Mila set the stage for it all. You want to get out of Mitzrayim? It's going to start with Misvoseses V'damayich. We read it in the Gorosh of Pesach, the Lashon of the Novi, and we know we needed the Dam Pesach and the Dam Mila. So we have the Dam Mila. No coincidence, therefore, if we're going to talk about any number 8 and the end of the Gorosh of Pesach, Chacham Yodea, Shmona Miyodea, who knows 8? Shmona Miyodea, Shmona Yamei Mila. What's it all about, right? Rav Yitzchak Eisenchover and his Yan Chazok, a parish on the Gorosh of Pesach. And it's an echo of the much earlier Maharal. And we know that Klal Yisrael is living in a Meireches Hazman Acheres Legamri from the rest of the world. Adahainu, we are Lamaila Menatzeva. Thus, we're leaving Mitzrayim, we're leaving a world which was dominated by the sun. They worship the sun. Yes, they worship the Nile, the sheep, the Chole. Their number one god is all the historians, James Breasted, Giles, unwrapping the pharaohs, James D. Long, Riddle, the Exodus. As they all make clear, Avram, Shalom, Yehuda, and the accuracy of the Bible and Eva Varav, we know they worship the sun god. The sun god was their number one god that ruled over the Nile, ruled over everything. They worship the sun, the Malba makes it clear, and his Perish and Vaira, and Perexion posted get Aleph, they worship the sun more than anything else. Mayla Hashem says, yes, they gave us worship of the sun. They were the ones who invented the sundial. They gave us the first ones who had a solar calendar. We're leaving the world of the sun. How do we leave? On the heels of Arba, which is Vaya. Vayechshach, they darkened the land. The precursor to Makis Choshech, where God shuts down their number one God. We leave the world to the sun. What's the first mitzvah? Quite expectedly, that's then given immediately thereafter to God's Klai Yisrael. Hachor Zalachem Rosh Chodeshim. Forget about the sun. It's very geschmack. The first mitzvah we're given is what? Forget the sun. No more solar calendar. You're going to be living under a Zman of Ischachus, a lunar calendar. And you're going to control it. You're going to be Lamaila from that Zman. Hachor Zalachem. It belongs to you, Rosh Hashanah, Chafayim, and Aleph. Atem afilu mezinim, atem afilu shogim, atem afilu toim. You own Zman, because you're Lamaylam and Azman. That is number 8. Amela writes, Rabbi Yitzchak HaZachover, that's the Tachlis Abriya. Tachlis Abriya is, L'cheine Gedzeh, Gamkein, there's Ches Yemei Mila. Zayin Yomar Marmishonim, that's Tachas Ateva, that's Neged, the Shiva Koch Veileches, which are those stars, those stellar forces in the universe above, that are Manik, the Olam, that direct Olam Kimen Hoganoig, the world of nature, the world of Teva. Ube Yamashmini Nichnas Lebris, Vas Nichnas Tachas Tzel Kamfe Yashchino, Lamai Lamena Teva, the same way Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, by the Bris, go ahead and look towards the skies. Your children are going to be what? Rising above the Kochavim. And then you're going to have children, and then he can have a bris milah and have Yitzhak Avinu. So do we have 7 days of Pesach connected, the 7 days of Shabbos, the 7 days of the week, Shem Nivra Olam. Is Yetzias Hatzayim was Mamash Abrius Olam Echadosh. You're leaving Yetzias Hatzayim, it's going to be 7 days. Can I get the 7 days of Rishis? And now you're going to have what? You're going to have Az Yoshir. And you're going to rise Lamayla Manatzefa. And that's the Shmoni Yemei Mila. Man has a living in a world of Teva. The world of Teva is comprised of what? Of 8. We have the Oretz down below. Above the Oretz, we have the Zion Rekiyim. Chagiga Yudbeis and Yudbeis. So we have here a world of land of Artzius, which is the origin of man, Ofrim and Adamo. And above the world of Artzius, of Chumrius and Gashmius, we have the Zion Rekiyim. The Tachlis Abriya is what? Olam Hofach Ra'isi. Is to be Mahapich, the world, is to be Makanish the Gashmi, Makanish the Artzius, the Chumrius the Gashmius, be Makanish down here. That is Bris Milah. Bris Mila is Iker Yitzhar Baldam, is the Pagama Bris, is the Taiva Makushar to the Avar Bris, Shabo Mizgabra Yoser. Amela, what do we do now? We're living in a world of Artzius, Ayyadei Bris Mila. We're showing that we want to be Mahapich the Yetzimatzius, be Makadish the Artzius. And now the Arts is going to be what? Rising above. So we are us. What's us? Aleph is the Adama. That's the down here. And the Zion is the Zion Rakim. Oz Yoshimoshe. We start in the Arts, the Adama. That's the number one down here. Above that 7. Our job is to flip it. Mamishkov and Hapachu. Om Havuch Reisik to be Makadish, the world of Chaimer, circumvent the world of the Mazalas of the Zion Kochelachas of the Zion Rekiyim, and live above it, to live above that world of Teva. That's when Zaycha to the Torah, which is the Maila Menat Teva, and that's when we rise above that Shmoni Yemi Odeya, that's the end of Godesh Pesach, and that's the 8th that allows us to rise above and Lamala Menat Teva. Memela, just like Avraham Avinu was given Bismila, just like Avraham Avinu was told, Haben Hashemaimo, and the Tachlis of the children you're creating, Avraham Avinu, is to rise above the world of Teva. It's going to start with Bris Milah. He could only have a child, Harbe Arba Es Zarecha. When is he going to have a child? Only on the heels of Bris Milah. So he's got to have a Bris Milah, and that starts out the Reboy. Once he's Mekadesh, the Aver HaBris, the Pagama Bris, he's Mekadesh, that he can rise Lamayla Menateva, and he can have a Yitzchak, who Taki is Lamayla Menateva. Now we have Skevalde Gemitzo Bris Milah is Merumas Milah Rosh Tevis several times throughout the Chumash. A wonderful Sefer Neflos Mitorasecha, and we have Milah and Dvarim Lamed Yud Beis Balaturim and the Rakeach and others, Shibuli Alekin and Chasmila mentions this remez as well. Lo b'shamayim he leimor miyal elanu hashamayim v'yikachalanu v'yashminu osim and asena. You know, when we could have the Torah, like Rabbi Kivega writes in Shuvas Tzim and Mebeis, you can't be kind of the Torah until you have a bris milah. It brings a clay yoker and olos afray. You need to have a bris milah in order to go ahead and be mekadish the world of Chomer, ayadei the Torah, ayadei kedushas abris. Amela, you have to go what? Yal elanu hashamayim. You have to go rise above the Shamaima. What are the Rosh Tevas? Mi Yal Elanu Hashamaima. Rosh Tevas Mila, Sofe Tevas Shem Havaya Yudke Vavke. And I know it starts with Mila, then you're working towards a world of Maila Manatev of Yudke Vavke Elokim, Rashis Chachman, the Shlah, is Gematria 86, Gematria Hateva. Shem Havaya is the Havaya, the Shem Etzim of the Boreolim who brought the world into being. Leave the world of Elokim, go to the world of Havaya. Very Gishmak Remez, the Rokechem all the term. It starts with Mila. Mila is rising above the Olam HaTeva, Hensuk the Maral, you get a Bris Mila on day number 8, you're rising above the world of Teva, and what are you striving towards? Sofei Tevis, you're getting to Havaya, Lamaila Minateva. But what he doesn't bring, Niflos Mitar Secha, he doesn't bring a Gevaldig Remez that I saw in a Sefer by Rabbi Yosef Frankfurter called Rehite Barusin. A wonderful little Gishmaka Sefer, and he writes in Parsha Shmos, and that we have another Remez to Rashi Tevis Mila in the Chumash, a Moshe Rabbeinu's momentous encounter by the Sne. Madua lo Yivar HaSne. Why is the Sne not being consumed? Rashi Tevis Mila, Mem, Lamed, Yud and Hey, Rosh Tevis Mila, he has his own Hesper, but here we have another Rosh Tevis Mila about Madua lo Yivar HaSne. What's it doing over here? What Shaychus? Phineas Daiti, it's very Gishmak. We have a number of Sfarim that bring down this Remez. Rav Nochum Leiv, Rimanover, Lachair is the first one to mention it. And nothing is coincidental. In Yiddish, what do we call a grandson? And we call a grandson an Einikol. And where does the Lashon of Einikol come from? From this, Asne Einenukal, the juxtaposition of Einenukal. The Hainu, the fire is burning, is consuming the bush. And yet it's not being eaten up. Asne Einenukal, Einenukal. Put the words together, intertwine them. What do you have? Einikol. And Einikol is Einenukal. Person is the Hemshech HaDairus. What does the Shlomo Melech tell us? Chut HaMashulosh, Kavalas Dalet Yudbeis, Chut HaMashulosh, Shlomo Heri Yenaltek, Lo Yimusha Torah, Pi Zarecha, Zerzach, Pi Zerzach, Anulam, Bamitziah Pehei. That's a continuum, that's a Chut HaMashulosh. Einikol, Einenukal. Where's the Remez? In the same mention, Amadua, Lo Yivra, Sner, Rosh HaTevis, Milo. Dehainu, when was Avram Avinu given the promise that you're going to have children? He's only going to have a Hemshech Haba Arba. When are you going to have a Hemshech? Only once you have Rismi. Well, I give you a hemshech. That's going to be on day number 8 when I take you out of this world. How geshmak that the famous remez over of Nachum Le Rimanover is only couched in the context of Lo Yivar Hasne Snei Nenu Kal. That's Mila on the heels of Mila. Then you can have a hemshech. Then you can have a Snei Nenu Kal. Then you can have Einikol. That is the Aschola. Yetzias Mitzrayim is built on what? Even for Klai Yisrael does a Bris Mila, Hashem is already telling them the secret to their Hemshech, the same way as by Avram Avinu. Ayla Tonus Yitzchak, Avram Holed is Yitzchak, but only on the heels of a Bris Mila. Could he have a Hemshech, Hasnei Nenu Kal? Only after he gives himself a Bris Mila, takes himself Lamaila Menateva. Could he have children that are Lamaila Menateva and have a Hemshech that's Lamaila Menateva? Where is already the first Remez? Madua Lo Yivar Hasnei Moshetevis Mila. That's where we're going to find Hasnei Nenu Kal. So Moshe Rabbeinu was already given the secret ingredient to how you're going to get it in Mitzrayim, how you're going to have a Hemshech, how you're going to have a Kiyum, and that's going to be Miyala Lano Shemayim. It starts with Mila. Ultimately, it's a journey to Shem Havaya, V'yadatav Ke'ani Hashem Lokecha. How we can get to the world of Maila Menatzeva? It's got to be with Mila, it's got to be with El Maila Menatzeva. Az Yashir is the culmination thereof when we join the Aleph to the Zion in water, but we rise above water. That's going to be the precursor to the journey of Mount Taira to day number 50, the beginning of the 8th week. La Maila Menatzeva, we should be Zoicha, Parsha Shemini. There is a time and a place to go Lamaila Menatzeva. That's not in Parsha Shemini. That's going to be on the journey to Har Sinai. Hatzlach Rabba, good to not in the Gemara, the Leib, the Shabbos, Kaidash, the Head, Kaddish, please. Amen.